Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Musical Ramblings, presented by Francis Butler.
Hello, Francis Butler here, and I expected that sounded rather familiar to most people. It, of course, was the Tarantella from the Godfather trilogy, composed by Nino Rota, the Italian composer who died in 1979 and wrote for many films of Fellini, Visconti, Zeffirelli, and Francis Ford Coppola. And he received the Academy Award for the Best Original Score of The Godfather 2 in 1974. Now, La Danza is a tarantella, or a tarantella is a danza, which is it's an up-tempo dance from southern Italy, going back to ancient Roman times, and it's thought to have evolved from Bacchanalian rites and inspired by the agitated and hysterical reactions to the bite of the tarantula spider. Not quite the tarantula we think of today, but nonetheless a rather hairy and ugly thing coming from the province of Taranto, Puglia. And I refer to the spider, not anything else. Già la luna rea mezzo alla mare, mamma mia si salterà. Forgive me my attempts at polyglottism. The moon is over the sea, now mamma mia let's jump and dance. And just to make amends for my polyglottism, I am going to put on for you a record of Pavarotti, giving it his all with a full orchestra, Rossini's La Danza. Thank you, Mr. Pavarotti, for singing La Danza by Rossini. Well, I thought today I'd sort of keep it exciting. So what could follow La Danza other than La Danse and the Bolero from Rodion Chedrin's Carmen Suite? which was a one-act ballet created by Cuban choreographer Alberto Alonso and Russian composer Rodion Shedrin for the composer's wife, prima ballerina Assoluta Maya Plesetskaya, based upon the music of George Bizet's opera of the same name. It premiered in the Bolshoi Theatre in 1967.
Thank you.
three pieces from the Carmen Suite by Schedrin, Dance, Bolero, Torero. And you might have noticed that the second of those three pieces, the Bolero, was in fact taken not from Carmen, but another of Bizet's works, La Lesienne, the Farandole, to be precise. It was incidental music to a pastoral play, Alphonse Daudet, and it's another country this time, the Farandole, that is, this time from Provence, which involves newly wed couples kicking their legs in the air and Lord knows what else. Of course, that's in France. In England, all we have is Morris dancing, and if you're lucky enough to be Irish, Black River dancing on the spot. So, let us indulge ourselves further with the Farandole from La Lesienne, hotly followed by the Entr'acte 3, Entr'acte 3, that is, from Bizet's own Carmen Suite.
Musical Ramblings, presented by Francis Butler.
We had been listening to La Lisienne, the Farandole, and the Carmen Suite on Tract 3 by Georges Bizet, and played at a fine spanking pace by Mark Minkowski and Les Musiciens du Louvre. Now, who better to sing the Toreador song than Uruguayan bass baritone Erwin Schrott?
Señor, señor, cada vez le soledad. Dile, torero, que beso dotre, por plesir il sol y coma. Decir que plese sur de te, decir que ple, dio toma. Espectador, perdónate, espectador, sater per, pagra fracas. Apostrofe griseta base possegis che salò fidele forse la fete di curace se la fete di sotichere oh, accorte allo, allo Toreador aguarde Toreador Soce mia, vi soce accomato, quale l'uore te ricorde che l'ha murtato, Toreador, l'amor l'ha murtato. Fessilose, a che se passe dir? Idei trisse la sta, idei trisse la sta, e tu lo siloso modi soldi torir. E se los, il ontri frappe, o sceva role, altre nota picca more. A bravo toro, per le la fole, e tu lo fa, il via, e frappacò. Se qua se paterie, tra te filer il cuore, le sirte ple di so, o se so, o fragile crie, se ta torne te no, o carte, allo, allo, Toreador, aguarde, Toreador, Soce mia, vi soce accomato, quale l'uore te ricorde che l'ha murtato, Toreador, l'amor l'ha murtato.
Votre tous yeux pervu le rendre. That was Erwin Schrott singing the Toreador song from Bizet's opera Carmen. Now, Erwin Schrott, ex-husband of Russian diva supreme Anna Netrebko. I think it was about 6 years ago I took my mother to an evening in the Albert Hall with Erwin Schrott and Anna Netrebko before they divorced. And it was really a very exciting concert, and they kissed and canoodled on stage, which I suppose, a sign that the divorce was imminent, now I come to think of it. And we were only 20 feet away from the stage, and I remember my mother got into quite an agitated state, because she was convinced that Erwin Schrott had caught her eye and personally addressed the songs he was singing to her. Personally, I think he caught my eye, but I wasn't going to argue with my mother. It was certainly the best evening she could possibly have had, and this is the song that she was convinced he, and I'm sure he did, sang to her. Gracias a la vida.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto. Me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro, perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco, y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado, y en las multitudes la mujer que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario. Ponen las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano, y los alumbrando la ruta del alma de la que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados. Con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco. Cuando miro al fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro al bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto. Así yo distingo, dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto, y el canto de ustedes, que es mi mismo canto, y el canto de todos, que es mi propio canto. Gracias a la vida. Gracias a la vida. Gracias a la vida.
Gracias a la vida. Thank you. Erwin Schrott, as well as life. Erwin Schrott, I saw him play the role of Don Giovanni at Covent Garden back in maybe 2012, and he really was quite the charmer. Fully at ease and strolling about the stage, wowing the ladies, would you believe, stripped to the waist, wearing only fuchsia tights and riding boots. A true Don Giovanni. Thank you. Thank you, Erwin Schrott, for Vieni alla Finestra from Mozart's opera Don Giovanni. Don Giovanni, of course, is the very same Don Juan, the fictional notorious libertine, philanderer, Lothario, womanizer, and the first story was published in 1630 by Tirso de Molina, El Volador de Sevilla y Convidado de Piedra. Lord Byron, of course, introduced the English fashion of pronouncing it as Don Juan in his epic poem version a couple of hundred years later. And so annoyingly, that is the pronunciation that we are obliged to use in English concert halls, would you believe? So whenever we go to see orchestras play Richard Strauss's Don Juan, we have to say Richard Strauss's Don Juan. And I remember one time I was corrected by a particularly annoying friend while discussing a concert we'd just been to, as we studied the menu in a French or Italian bistro. You don't have Italian bistros, so it would have been a French bistro. And I talked about Don Juan, and she boomed back at me, Don Juan. I do not like being corrected, especially when I'm paying for dinner. And so it was with great pleasure I was able to boom back that Tagliatelle, the G is silent, it is Tagliatelle, and it's Cinzano, not Cinzano. Rather like Margot, Lady Asquith, and Jean Harlow, when she had to remind Jean Harlow that the T is silent, as in Harlow. Well, written by Richard Strauss, Don Juan was first performed in Weimar in 1888, and it introduced a new musical genre, the tome poem, an experiment in musically describing a narrative and getting away from a classical or symphonic structure. It's hard to hear it, I know, but the dashing Don Juan bounds on stage in pursuit of the ideal woman. Four relationships are represented by four verses of the repeating rondo and back into the chase. And his failure to find his ideal woman leads to melancholia, leads to his own death by a father avenging his daughter's honour. In a rehearsal with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Richard Strauss actually told the orchestra not to play one piece so beautifully. That woman was just a common tramp. Picture it.
Thank you.
Musical Ramblings, presented by Francis Butler.
Thank you.
tra le procelle assorto, sung by Swiss soprano Regula Muhlmann. A very interesting Baroque piece of music, a complete change from what we had listened to earlier, Richard Strauss's Don Juan, which incidentally was played by the Dresden Philharmonic Orchestra and conducted by Raphael Frubecht Burgos. What is interesting about the aria we just heard, and it came incidentally from an opera called Cesare e Cleopatra, and it was written by a German composer called Karl Heinrich Graun. What is interesting about this composer is that his four times great-grandson, if you can imagine that, was the emigre Russian writer Vladimir Nabokov, who wrote Lolita, and whose son, Dmitri Nabokov, or my pronunciation there has let me down, curiously enough became a celebrated operatic bass, who finished off his career by being a semi-professional racing car driver, crashing and suffering horrific life-changing injuries. So get that. So back to the note in hand. Of course, from Cleopatra and Egypt, I'm reminded of the old music hall performers Wilson, Keppel, and Betty, whom I've completely ignored until I checked them out on YouTube, and I had assumed that they had used a bastardized version of Ketelbi's In the Mystic Land of Egypt, but found instead that they had used Inner Persian Market. Ketelbi, born in late Victorian Birmingham, was known for his light orchestral pieces, his most famous being In a Monastery Garden and Bells Across the Meadows. Interestingly, although in a totally different league and sadly a lesser one, Ketelbi was in effect embracing the symphonic poems of Richard Strauss as descriptive narratives. Let us listen to his Inner Persian Market. It evokes memories of both Wilson and Keppel and the music of the music halls and cinemas of pre-war Britain. Inner Persian Market by Albert Ketelby. Actually, I heard somebody refer to him as Kettleby. I'm not sure. There is an accent on the second D, so it should be Ketelby, but Kettleby sounds rather good, I think. I actually had an aunt who was something of a malaprop, and I must admit to having the same affliction myself nowadays. It's rather strange, but fortunately, it's often mistaken for wit. But she very solemnly announced one day that her favourite piece of music was in a sanitary garden. And years later, she would say to me, "You know all about music, Francis, don't you? Now, what is it for? Quivers in a crutch? I don't know. Persian markets, Persian marches. Strong musical similarities, which in reality bore no resemblance to Persian music. But there does seem to be much in common with Johann Strauss's Junior's Persian March, written in 1864 to celebrate his 20th anniversary of his debut as a composer in Vienna.
Musical Ramblings, presented by Francis Butler.
Thank you.
Tchaikovsky's Valse des Fleurs from his Nutcracker Suite, transcribed for two pianos. The charming pianists were Martha Argerich with the Romanian pianist Mira Beladina. Romania has produced many, many fine musicians in the past 150 years or so, possibly even 2,000 years, who knows. But perhaps Romania's most famous and certainly most popular composer is Gheorghe Enescu, often just called George Enescu, to make it easier, especially in the United States. He first performed at the tender age of 10 to the Emperor Franz Joseph at the court of Vienna in 1891. And he went on to study in Paris, and he spent most of his life there and in the USA, where he performed as a violin virtuoso. And once, here's a little anecdote, which is relatively amusing. He was eager to help a young violinist who was making his debut at Carnegie Hall, and so he offered to accompany him on the piano. Hearing of this offer, the famous concert pianist Walter Gieseking insisted on joining him to turn the pages. And the following morning, a review of the performance read, "The man who should have been playing the piano was turning the pages, and the man who should have been turning the pages should have been playing the violin." Well, the fact that the violinist received no mention at all must have been deeply humiliating for the unhappy. It would seem he wasn't even worthy enough to be a page turner. But now we shall listen to the Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 in A major by the obliging piano playing page turner Romanian composer George Enescu. And it's been arranged by a certain Mr. Colnott for chamber orchestra.
Thank you.
splendid. As this week's programme draws to its conclusion, I thought we might end on a very silly note and listen a second time to the comic insanity of the late Canadian musical comedienne Anna Russell. Ending where we began with a tarantella, here is Miss Russell's version of Rossini's La Danza. I say goodbye, and after this track, you will need good luck. And so until next week, goodbye.
Now I'd like to close by singing you La Danza by Spike Rossini.
Musical Ramblings, presented by Frances Butler.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.